You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Welcome back to Midweek Malarkey. Oh, 1FM, sorry. And you're on Midweek Malarkey. Just get the buttons right here. They're throwing me off a bit. There you go, Wilbur. You.
Maybe Bill needs to take over.
Well,
one week.
I'm gonna...
As you just saw, he's all over it.
I have been eyeing it off the last few weeks. And I was like, you know what? Brett takes all the credit as being the host, and it doesn't look that hard.
Be my guest. I was actually going to put it on as. As not being here is what makes the buttons harder, because usually just press four in a row. Let us down again.
And yeah, just on that, yeah, well, if the listeners couldn't guess it, as has left us again. So I think the writing's on the wall.
I heard rumours about what he's doing.
He's got a competitor.
He's got a what?
He's gone to a competitor.
Well, that was one rumour.
He's on the breakfast spot.
If he pops up on Triple M during the week, that's one.
JB billionaires.
Yeah. So you're gone too. Righto. It's a package deal. Pardon the pun. Get it? Package deal.
I mean, like, JB...
It's not your best, but anyway.
No, Brayshaw, Billy Brownless and Az.
Oh, Bill. Oh, I thought you were going.
Oh, but look, I'm being...
You can.
I've got options.
It's like...
Maybe it's just a slow drain out of the segment, and it goes just back to bantering with Brett.
Yeah, yes. They come over during COVID. Now there's stuff to do. They don't want to do radio with me anymore.
Yeah.
It could work that
Grass
way.
Grass is greener.
Yeah. Rumour has it he's getting in as much hits of cricket he can before the start of season, or really just train the house down. Is that rumour believable?
I think that rumour's been thrown straight out the window. If I had to guess, he'd probably be wrapped up with the missus somewhere, I would say.
Oh, that's nice. Now, COVID.
I feel as though we can talk about it a bit more now. That it's not all doom and gloom.
Yes, I don't have to cap it to 30 seconds.
No.
I'm much happier with it. Expected
80% Friday,
yeah. 6 p.m. Wilbur, you told me that. Is that right? Friday, 6 p.m. We're getting more of a... Back to square meter rule, is that right?
Yeah, I believe it's back to the density one per square meter. Oh, one that'd be great. One per 4 square meters.
So
the density limits come back a bit. I think
stuff with schools is there in
gym,
it?
Gym, schools. I think retail then opens up again. Don't need masks outside. Obviously, go check the DHHS.
Yes,
don't quote that. I'd love to say that we're back at the footy. But I can't say.
Masks outside, I'm probably most looking forward to that one. Like, walking down the street now, like, getting a bit hotter, get a bit sweaty under the mask. It's nice to get rid of that one.
And that caterpillar on your top lip probably wouldn't like the heat either.
Is that a fitness issue, though, or is it a mask blame?
No, it's a mask issue.
Just checking.
Both.
Now, Wilbur... Wilbur had the 1 hour, one artist this week, and off the top there we had... Powderfinger with Sunsets. I don't have the next one in.
I'll give it to you.
Okay, just you give. We don't want to ruin it for the listeners, so if you just scribble it down there,
because
it's on after this short little break. Very professional here. That's it. Tonight we got the we've got the 1 hour, 1 hour.
Don't get the listeners too excited. Yeah. We're done.
Yeah. So stick around if you like Powderfinger. If you don't, stick around because you like us. Then you've got the quiz, packages quiz this week. So that'll be very exciting.
The least Az could have done was actually submit another quiz, because I will give him it. Like, last week's quiz was pretty good. Even though that's a bit biased that I won it, but
to my own admission, I don't think mine will be as good. But
as
it's probably
good?
A bit more, bit more general knowledge this time. So you might be up your alley a bit more, you two boys.
Yeah,
I look at as doing the quiz last week though, and I feel it might have been a nice gesture to then let us down this week and not show up.
Like, well, what do we expect from him next week?
Yeah, like, he only did it because then he was going to let us down. Like, he was already feeling the guilt, I think.
He had been in isolation, so I actually reckon he'd had it written from day one, and he only submitted it to us in like day 12.
He did have time on his hands, definitely. We celebrate all the milestones this office. Will's birthday this week.
Oh.
This week, Friday?
Saturday.
Oh, look out.
Yeah,
won't say the age, but happy birthday, Wilbur.
Yeah, cheers.
Reach out to him if you're on the Midweek Malarkey. If you've got any thoughts and
Messages, positive and negative.
Guess his age, actually. Guess his age. Yeah, why not? My age. Throw that on the page.
And I won't be putting up a photo of my hairline as a guess.
Yes, don't. You said that. That's your words.
I know. That's the only way you can make fun of it.
Yeah, so happy birthday, Wilbur.
Thanks, mate.
It should work in well, I guess.
Works in quite well with the social calendar of it being on a Friday. Yeah, we were going to catch up for a few cleansing ales.
Yes. Yeah, it'll work a treat. That's probably it for a bit. We've got more powder finger coming up. Then we've got quite a bit coming up. We'll unpack a bit of the Cricket World Cup, some Shield cricket, a bit of sport, a lot of cricket.
Lots happening in the cricket world. I think we need to
spring racing. Yeah. The race that stops the nation, that's crept up. So that'll be run and done by the time we're back here next week. So we will. I'll have a quick chat about that.
Maybe a few roughies.
Yeah, a few roughies.
Well, not a roughie, but like, you know, on the edge, fringe.
Yeah.
A value bet.
Always gamble responsibly.
Yeah, of course.
Value
pick.
Just for a $2 each way or something like that. And, yeah, now we got that. And then obviously the quiz, the package. So stick around. This one here is Powderfinger with My Happiness. You're listening to 1FM, live and local.
Council Honda is now Shepparton Motorcycles and Power Equipment. Operating from the same location with the same commitment and passion to customer service and the local community that you have come to expect from Juddy and the team. Shepparton Motorcycles and Power Equipment is still Shepparton's home to Honda motorcycles, side-by-sides and power equipment. For sales, service, advice and apparel, call into our store on Vanilla Road. Shepparton Motorcycles and Power Equipment. LMCT 11819.
1FM sponsor.
Welcome to Intersport Shepparton. Yes, you really are welcome to the GB's home of all the biggest brands in sporting gear and the latest apparel, found all in one great, bright and brand new location in Fraser Street, right next door to Bras and Things. We're different at Intersport. Why? Because we care. We are proudly locally owned and operated. So come and say g'day to Nipper Harvey and the friendly staff for a unique shopping experience that you'll only get in one place. Intersport Shepparton, the heart of sport.
Station sponsor.
Farmers. For the Goulburn Valley's best tractor and farm machinery repairs, spares and servicing, it's got to be Goulburn Valley Ag. With a direct-to-farm service and modern workshop, our team of fully qualified repair and service agents have the experience and know-how to get you back doing what you do best. Whether it's hay or tillage equipment or tractors both large and small, GV Ag have the right solution for you. Put the number in your phone, 58325 500. That's 58325 500.
1FM sponsor.
I love springtime, the warm sunshine and the beautiful flowers, but it's also the start of spider and snake season. Baby spiders are hatching right now, so it's the perfect time to get your house sprayed for spiders. Our technicians are COVID vaccinated and follow a strict COVID safe plan. At Jason's Pest Control, we only use the best and safest chemicals to treat your entire home inside and out, including your fences and rubbish bins. So don't let spiders invade your home. Book a spider spray now. Jason's Pest Control, 1-800-599-699, or find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
Pat and Tina's BP service station, North Shepparton, has been serving people living in and visiting our region for now more than 50 years. There's no other place you can still experience driveway service delivered with a smile, the old-fashioned way. Supplier of BP Ultimate Fuels, they will wash your windows, check under your bonnet, and even do your tyres while you wait. Next time you're filling up, do it at Pat and Tina's BP service station, GV Highway, North Shepparton.
1FM sponsor.
Welcome back to 1FM Live and Local. You're in midweek malarkey. It's sports time. Sorry, that was Powderfinger too. Powderfinger for the rest of the hour. One hour, one artist.
We can do it every week, actually, to be honest. They're that good.
We might have hit our song theme niche. It took some time, but I like 1 hour, one artist. And I definitely don't think it's ever been done before by any radio anywhere.
There's been quite a few. Yeah, probably not. There's been quite a few things that we've brought in each week that gets changed the next week, but I think this is something that could stay.
It could.
Are you referring to as?
Yeah.
Comes in, comes out, you know, doesn't quite work out.
Comes out, but doesn't come back in anymore.
Yeah. Like
it's just, you know.
Fair weather radio broadcaster. But anyway, we move on. We wish him the best at Triple M. Cricket World Cup.
Huge.
How's Pakistan's form?
Pretty handy.
Knocking off India for the first time ever in a World Cup. Oh, Is it in a World Cup or is it in the T20?
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure it was first time in a World Cup game.
They're technically playing at home, though.
Yes, yeah. I think they're well suited to the pitch. Yeah, technically at home, you're right, because that's where they play. But they're suited to the pitches. And I think so are India to a degree, though, in fairness.
100%, yeah.
But yeah, they beat New Zealand too. So they're 2-0.
I'd actually put my money on New Zealand on that.
Yeah, so 2-0 zip. And I think India were favourites before the tournament and New Zealand might have been fourth. But Pakistan were rated as a bit of a chance.
And I saw Bangladesh had some pretty good form coming in and they've been done like a dinner the last few games.
Done like a dinner. Did they automatically qualify in the top eight or did they have to come through?
I'm pretty sure they automatically qualified.
Yep, so they're one of the eight.
I think they are, yeah. Yep.
They beat us, 5-0 or something in our last, the Aussies in our T20 tournament.
Yeah, Bangladesh have a handy team, I reckon. Yeah. I just didn't know because, who were left of the ones? So Scotland, Namibia got through and...
Ireland.
Ireland got through, did they?
Yep, Ireland's playing.
And then there's a fourth one, because four teams got through from the initial group stage. It was a bit of a...
Not Netherlands, is it?
No, they were in it, I think, but...
Is Zimbabwe in it?
No Zimbabwe, actually. It's a good point. Yeah. Afghanistan automatically qualified. They were the eighth seed, so I thought that was interesting.
I think they should.
Yeah, they've got a lot of players who always play 2020s too, as in they're playing in all the comps around the world. So
Rashad Khan's probably the best T20 player in the world, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's the number one. He was at one stage number one ranked. Yeah.
It is interesting. We had a guy that he had ties, so he was a couple of years above us, but through one of the mutual friends, he was playing for Vanuatu.
Right.
He was a fast bowler for Vanuatu.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he was, I think he, I'm not sure how he qualified, but...
So that wasn't even, that was in the games even before the
He plays international cricket for Vanuatu.
Yeah, right. Because Papua New Guinea were in the tournament. They made the...
Yep.
Yeah, that didn't go too great.
No, they battled, to put it lightly. Well, they're out now.
It was their maiden comp, I think, and... Yeah, there's pretty big hype about him. And first over, the opening bowls wickets, all three of them got smashed.
Oh dear.
I did want to pick your brain on something.
Shoot.
Yesterday, I was watching it last night before bed. West Indies were playing South Africa, and South Africa got the chockies. Oh, sorry if you're waiting to watch a replay of that match. That's a spoiler. Now. Lendl Simmons opened the batting and he made about 14 off 32, then threw his wicket away, which I thought was deplorable in a 2020 match. Do you reckon, one, if you're going that bad, you deliberately go out, and which it nearly looked like he did. He missed by that far and got bowled leg stump. Two, if you're the bowling team, do you try to keep him in if he's struggling to score so much?
I think...
Because Pollard was next in. So, yeah. Who do you want in, Pollard or a guy going at 50% strike rate?
Is there a way that he could somehow retire hurt and then he comes back out?
Mm.
I don't think so.
It's a good point.
The only way would be you'd have to cop one in the head and do the concussion one and come back from that.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure you have to go off in cricket, a bit like in footy now.
Yeah, but say if you did your hamstring or something like that, I'm pretty sure you're able to come off and then you see, the injured player and then. I mean, it's not the it's not the right sportsmanship for the game to fake an injury to come off, and then if you are then required, to bat last, bat 11 again. I don't know.
In the local aspect, we were playing last year, and an opening batter, it was a hot day, and he was a bit carrying a few, and he went off because he had a sore back and had some Panadol, and then came back on.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah,
controversial.
Which I'm not sure if a sore back is...
It qualifies.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on your ailments.
But yeah, obviously international cricket is probably a little bit more, high-risk game.
Yeah, I don't know. I reckon as a bowling side, you'd be looking at any way possible to make him feel uncomfortable and keep him in.
Yeah. I think it's... Yeah, it is. It's hard with that. With the concussion rule and injury rule now, it sort of leaves... some rules open to interpretation. Like the other one that always seemed to frustrate me, if someone bowled and then they just happen to go and rest off the field for 10 overs and get 12 men to do their fielding, and like, to me,
happens
that's
a lot in local cricket.
Are you in? Oh, but local, like test cricket, like you should be out there.
But
if you go off,
you're not allowed to come back on and bowl straight away, are you?
No, but no.
you've got to field for the amount of time you're off the
you're
ground.
Off.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah. Which that's a bit better.
Yeah, but you still can do it and go off for just 10, wait another 10, and you're ready for your next spell. Like,
I think England do that a bit.
Yeah.
I've noticed that England do that quite a lot.
Oh, the Poms, they're guilty for it. Yeah,
they come out here and it's a bit too hot.
Sorry
to
any English listeners. Currently, so we've got a group of five and a group of six left. So England, Sri Lanka, Australia, South Africa, Bangladesh and the West Indies. West Indies, two games, two losses, off to a poor start.
What about just on the West Indies, their T20 side versus their Test side?
Oh,
yeah.
Like, Pollard, Andre Russell, Chris Gayle, then the Test side.
Is Bravo still around too?
Yeah, Bravo, yeah.
A lot of them pushing 40 now. Like, Gayle's 42.
Yeah.
I still think that West Indies are underperforming for what their capacity is.
Yep. Yeah. I thought they would have beat South Africa, but...
But that being said, like, it comes down to an attitude thing. Like, if you want to play for your country, you've got to be available for all formats, I think. And I think there's been something obviously happening there in the administration over in West Indian cricket that's upset quite a few of them. And, yeah, I don't know. It's created a pretty ordinary culture to want to probably play for.
Is it the administration or is it purely money? Because that... Like, even the Australians could do it, don't get me wrong, and probably make more money playing the circuit. But
that comes down to it too. But at the same time, yeah, you can't pick and choose when you want to play for your country. You either play for your country or you don't.
Ben Simmons?
To be honest, we didn't, like, you know, would have he... Sorry, Brett. Like, if he played in the Olympics, would have we won?
No, probably not.
Then?
Oh, we would have been a handier side, but...
Might have got silver.
Might have got silver. We might have beat the US. Moving on to some Shield. Queensland, 3 for 311 today at stumps. 96 overs they got in. Marnus, Labuschagne, 136 off 208.
He got fined for excessive appealing.
Loose bus change, Labuschagne.
Yeah.
That does not surprise me.
He's been fined for excessive appealing.
Fair enough. Like, I've watched him play.
Not excessive appealing, but what was it? Appeal celebrating. Because what he does is he hits him on the pads and he runs to the first slip with his finger up, but he doesn't look back at the umpire to see his decision.
So he's not actually appealing to the umpire.
No, he's celebrating before he's got the decision, and it's more of a courtesy respect thing to the umpire.
Which he does do that. He's a bit too active.
That's why he could never be a captain. I don't think.
Oh, gee, be cool.
That's just immature at his age.
Yeah.
And there are, you know, I got some stories offline.
Very good. I look forward to that ad break. We'll go to an ad break now. No, we won't. We won't go now. But, Khawaja, 63 off 98, not out at the moment. And Matty Renshaw batting at 5, 13 off 50. Joey Burns, 79 off 188. So there's just runs everywhere for Queensland.
Matt Renshaw, he's, you know, an opener, and he's now consistently batting down the order, even in T20 and also Shield cricket.
Yeah,
and he was going to be Australia's Great Wall.
The next, yeah,
he's still only 25. Yeah, still.
He was my year at one of the other schools.
Yeah, righto.
Yeah,
yeah. Or you've just given away the birthday age. Could have given away the birthday. You've given the vicinity.
Blast.
Yeah, we're going to give away a big giveaway for that too. We can't do that now. Sorry, guys.
You have to save that prize for next year.
Yeah. Yep.
Or for the next birthday.
When we actually get prepared. Stokesy, did want to mention Ben Stokes back in. That's as big in as they could have had.
That's a big shot in the arm for them.
I think he's their best player here, as in I think he's most important for them.
He's probably used to our conditions being only a New Zealander, so
he's
a bit closer to our conditions than he is than he is England.
He's very very good player,
and I think he's historically performed well against Australia too.
He's X factor.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting. Did want to talk a little bit of spring racing. Melbourne Cup incentivised. Last I looked. Still a red hot favourite.
They paid out.
They did pay out. They like letting you know that they pay out to the betting agencies. They're very, very good at that PR piece. I'll just quickly pull up here. Where are we at with here we go, Melbourne Cup. Yeah, 2:30 incentivise is at. So there you go. It's still very short. Is that the shortest favourite since Maccabi Diva? Do you reckon? That'd have to be.
Yeah, I can't think of it. I honestly couldn't even tell you who the favourites have been over the last few years and things like that, because there's always such a big field.
And they've never been, I don't feel they've been that short. Do you know what I mean? They're usually at least over $5.
Well, so. Even sometimes in, races of 8 or 10, you don't get that short.
Yeah, yeah. So that sort of surprised me, but obviously I think it's a bit of a foregone conclusion, but we'll see what happens. In work Monday, lads, or any plans over the weekend? You can go.
Yeah, I'm doing Great Ocean Road.
Great Ocean Road.
Haven't checked it out before, and obviously with my partner here now, it's going to be a good weekend. I haven't been down there before, so I'm keen to check it out.
When are you taking off?
Saturday. So we'll go Saturday until Tuesday.
Yep.
Yes, because we've got the public holiday.
But I think that's going to be with every other. Yeah.
Well. Yeah, because Melbourne will be allowed out, yep. Won't they? Ooh, dangerous.
Yeah, very dangerous. But, yep, we'll stay safe on the road.
Yep. No, you love that. It's good.
Very nice. I was down there just last Christmas break. It's very nice.
Oh, yeah, so I've had to drive the Great Ocean Road one-handed once, unfortunately. Yes, no, that's true. Don't look at me like that. Lucky I drive an auto.
Yeah, well, you can't drive a manual.
That's not true. Not true. That's that is just merely speculation.
I haven't seen you drive one yet, so.
Yes, you haven't. In time. Yep. I got Lawn Footy Oval has a concrete guttering inside the fence, not outside the fence.
Oh, no.
Not sure why. Wet day. I was playing down for Apollo Bay Hawks, I think they were. It was only my second game for the Hawks. That was and my second and only. Yeah, that was my only, my last game. Sorry for them. Tackled near the boundary, went over, put my arm out, got up, and my wrist was a bit sort of iffy. Anyway, I had to. Yeah, couldn't really move it. Drove home one-handed. Was in a cast on Sunday, so had to go slow on the Great Ocean Road. Not good to drive one-handed. But anyway.
No good. Who do you like in the cup?
Oh, I haven't, probably not enough analysis yet. I think incentivized will be generally hard to beat.
Yeah.
I was shocked at the Caulfield, how it ran.
It ran I was going to say the same thing. It ran so well.
Did it easy, didn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which to me, that's where I thought it would get tricked up. So I think it's deservedly favourite. Whether it should be that short, I don't know. 24, as Bill said earlier, 24 horses in the race.
Yeah.
Did you catch Cox Plate?
Did.
What were your thoughts on the controversy?
Yes. Oh, we should unpack these. That's good. I actually thought, and I know I'm not in the popular camp here, I thought the right decision was made. But in saying that, that's with a caveat, I probably don't know the exact letter of the law enough. I think it
is. What did they so it's for everybody's benefit, what did they exactly contest?
Yeah, so what happened was the horse that won, what was it called?
State of Play, was it?
Something like that. Yeah, and it was about at $8 or $9, and the favourite was on the inside of it trying to get up. He had the front ground State of Play, and the favourite was coming up, and as it was coming through to sort of pass, it looked like it was going to pass. So the play sort of just moved over a little bit and stopped its run to a degree. It didn't hold its direct line.
Yeah, okay.
But I didn't think it veered directly across. It was gradual.
State of rest, sorry, not state of
rest.
Play.
State of
so
rest.
So horses are a bit like dogs too. They actually don't run in a straight line. They do sway a little
bit. Of course
they
don't run in a straight line. The horse is an oval.
Yeah, I get that. But
No, I agree with what you mean. And that to me is where I thought, whilst it may have technically stopped the other one winning, because the jockey sort of, not dropped the reins, but had to stop for a bit and then regained momentum, I think there's an argument that it wasn't a deliberate veer over, in my view. It was holding a line to a degree.
Yeah,
but
that's racing.
But is the onus on the front horse to say not veer over? Because there's only so much room between there and the fence. You could have pushed. Not that it did push into the fence, but it could have.
That's racing, I think.
Yeah, I reckon if you got the front ground, you got the advantage.
But they took like a good 15, 20 minutes to make the decision. Gigi would have been, like, imagine you were from the ultimate highest to the lowest of lows if that got overturned.
The owner and jockey were very nervous for Stater. Very.
It was interesting. I was listening just at home, and the commentary were like, oh, they're talking about the jockeys and saying, I can't remember who rode the winner, but they're saying, oh, Craig Williams, who rode the second, he's a better talker, so he might be able to get it over the line.
Yes.
So it's nuts how much influence the jockeys would have over the decision.
Yeah. The jockey on the state of rest was an international jockey, I think. So they said they might even have issues understanding him. I don't know if he might have been Irish. But
he speaks English.
No. But very strong and Irish accent. And
yeah, like, you're right. John Allen, Irishman.
John Allen. Yeah. So they did. They were saying they thought that Craig Williams, and he can talk. Craig.
Sorry for all the Irishmen. You know, that are out there. Like, we're not having a crack at. You know,
No, we're not. No. But it was just
Well, Brett might be, but.
Whereas Craig Williams, I've never seen Bruce just have to really wrap someone up, but he did after the Melbourne Cup one year. Vow and declare, if you go watch that win and watch the jockey post match, it might not have been Bruce, it might have been the other fella, but he had to wrap him up. He wouldn't stop.
Usually the other way around.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, they're usually trying to get on to go celebrate and enjoy the win.
Find some form of way to just move on.
Correct.
Not say the least amount of words possible.
Yeah, he just went on.
Good turn of foot, yep.
Anyway, sorry.
Finished up well.
Sorry, Craig Williams, if you're listening. I'm sure you are. I'm sure you don't have anything else to do. Coming up, the quiz. We'll really look forward to that. We were going to talk about some best sportsmen of all time, but we might park that to next week. That's a little bit of a tempter for next week. But coming up, we've got... a few quick messages from our sponsors, and then we'll have Powderfinger with On My Mind. You're listening to 1FM, live and local.
AJ's Motorcycles are now Shepparton Motorcycles. For more than 35 years, the crew at AJ's took pride in providing people from across our region and beyond with the highest quality sales, service and advice you would find anywhere. Shepparton Motorcycles are excited that Tom, Mel, Brendan and the crew will remain on board, delivering the same passion towards great customer service that has been the tradition for all of these years. Supplying a great range of bikes, side-by-sides, parts and apparel, you will still find us in the same great location, right next to the Shepparton train station. Shepparton Motorcycles, your home of KTM and Can-Am. LMCT 11819.
1FM sponsor.
Do you need it knocked over or smashed up? Keith McRae Demolitions are your demolition and environmental cleanup specialists. Equipped with EPA trucks and a mobile concrete crusher. They're also licensed asbestos removalists. Call into their yard where they stock a huge range of secondhand timber, steel, aluminium windows, all at super secondhand prices. Call Crowbar Demolitions today on 58299413.
Sponsors of 1FM.
Hi, Daryl from Aussie Ag Supplies. If you're looking for new tractor parts, call us. We carry good stocks of parts for Sami, Deutz, McCormick, Landini, Massey Ferguson, TEA Fergies, Ford Tractors and Fiat. We're also now wrecking Massey Ferguson 3350, Sami Explorer 90, Golden 85, Frutetto 90 and 85 and 75 plus Lamborghinis and TEA Fergusons. Call me, Daryl, on 0428 235 000. Remember the number 0428 235 000.
Station sponsor.
Welcome back to 1FM live and local. You're in midweek malarkey. It is quiz time, but just before, a bit of feedback. Been told by a couple people, Irish people do speak English. Thank you for that. I'm aware of that. What about my question back is, what about Gaelic? They do speak Gaelic too. So
yeah,
more predominantly in some spots,
not
do they?
Primary, I would have thought.
So maybe in some spots. Am I hanging on a bit
you
of
you are clutching at straws?
Clutching at straws. Thought so. Anyway, we will move on. That one was another Powderfinger. If you're just joining us, it was Powderfinger On My Mind. We've got one more Powderfinger song to finish off. It was Will's choice this week, and
they're the greatest Australian band of all time.
There you go. I can't.
Jumbawamba?
Yeah, we're five Australian.
Yeah, John Williamson.
The Wiggles. Anyway.
All right, quiz time.
It is quiz time.
All right, bumper quiz today, boys.
Bumper
quiz today.
Shout out to Bumper.
Shout out to Bumper.
You know who you are.
You know who you are.
All right.
Big smile.
Question one. Who was the founding member of the band Motley Crue?
Ooh. Brett? Is it someone six or something? Sid Six?
Oh. Incorrect.
Oh. I got nothing. It's on. I'm sure if you say it, who is it?
Nikki Six.
Oh, gee.
Oh. It was someone.
I don't know
six.
Where I pulled that from. I just, yeah.
Nikki Six. What's his actual name?
He changed it legally to that because he was someone junior and didn't like his
would
old
have been
band.
Like Fred Smith or something.
All right, question two. Name. On a dartboard, what number is opposite to one?
Brett. 19.
Correct.
Sorry for any Fred Smiths out there.
Question three. The fear of cynophobia is the fear of what?
Oh. It's C-Y-N-O?
C-Y-N-O, correct.
Will. Is it fear of circles?
Incorrect.
Brett? No.
Have a guess.
No, it's like something to do with like chronological order or something?
Fear of dogs.
Oh. No, would be the answer to that. That's why I didn't want to guess.
What is the what is the national currency of Laos?
Brett. Is it like the tile in Bart?
Incorrect.
They're next door.
You said it was Thailand Bart.
Yeah, well, is it the Bart in Thailand?
Yeah, it is. That is in Thailand, but we're talking about Laos.
It's just close by.
Oh, is it currency on the tip of my tongue? It's not like dong or deng, is it? Or
it's US dollars, I'm not going to be happy.
No, it's Kip.
Kip.
Oh, Kip.
Yeah. All right. Well.
This is staring in the barrel of one of my quizzes.
Don't ever say that.
The History of Middle Earth is written by which author?
Brett. David Attenborough? Sir David?
What? Middle Earth?
Incorrect.
Oh, I didn't catch all the question, to be honest.
Oh, I'm terrible with names. Yeah. I go and have it, mate.
Oh, Jesus. I thought
Lord of the Rings.
Tolkien.
Oh, yeah. Right.
See, that's not in my radar.
All right, moving on then.
Yeah.
Question six. In what US city was John F. Kennedy assassinated?
Brett.
You need the wheel.
That was Wilbur.
It was in Memphis.
No,
incorrect.
Brett. It was in Dallas, Texas.
Correct.
Oh.
They've got a cross on the road
where he got, killed,
where he got shot. I've actually been there, and the library is now a museum from where he got shot from.
Allegedly. King shot?
Oh,
maybe he was Memphis. Anyway,
not sure.
Anyway, what is the last letter of the Greek alphabet?
Brett.
Will.
Zeta.
No.
I was first in, but I don't know. Beta. Omega.
I'm gonna give it. Yeah, Omega. That's correct.
Oh. I actually did know that. I won't say why. No, I'll tell you off air.
Okay.
All right. Question eight.
Terribly.
In what country was Guinness invented?
Will.
Brett.
In Ireland?
Correct.
Finally on the board.
So, yeah, quick score check. After eight questions, we've got Brett on three, Will on one.
How many questions?
Two more, and who am I?
Oh, we got plenty of time here. We'll have to do some padding.
Question nine.
Oh, we're talking about sportsmen.
Sorry? Oh, yeah, true. We can talk about some sportsmen.
Yep. Question nine. What is James Bond's preferred drink of choice?
Will. A dry martini.
Correct.
There's a new movie coming out, apparently. Just a quick...
It's already been released. It's
quick,
just
quick, quick,
release.
Quick tidbit for a point. Do
stop
a point
fluffing,
for
Brett.
Yeah,
question 10. Who won the 2012 Melbourne Cup?
Brett. Prince of Penzance?
Incorrect.
No, it's a bit later. Mm.
Is it shocking?
Incorrect. Green Moon, I think it was coming about 18, 20 bucks.
Dad backed that.
Yeah.
I do remember that. Was shocking 2011.
I only looked up 2012.
Okay.
All right. Who am I? Really close contest. We've got Brett on three, Will on two. All right. Who am I? 5 points. I was born in 1972 in Queensland. I first debuted for Queensland in 1989 when I was 17.
Not another Queenslander. Not this. This is... Hang on. So they first debuted for... Brett, I'm buzzing in. Matty Hayden.
Incorrect. Oh. Do you really think I'll give cough one up that easy?
Oh.
All right. Hang on, so can you repeat the first?
I was born in 1972 in Queensland, and I first debuted for Queensland in 1989 when I was 17. I can just run through them all if you want, or jump in when you feel fit. 4 points. I debuted for Australia in 1996 against the West Indies.
Oh.
3 points. I played a total of 38 test matches, with my highest batting score being 25.
Right.
Oh.
I want to buzz in once he's guessed.
2 points. My best bowling figures were 7 for 36 against England.
Brett. Well, when he's done.
Was it Darren Lehman?
Brett. Incorrect.
Is it Michael Kasperwitz?
Correct. Oh.
Kasperwitz.
Kasper.
Big Kasper.
I didn't think he was that old.
And then, yeah, the first point, last point, sorry, 1 point was... I share the same nickname as a child's cartoon character.
Oh,
you should have waited.
That would have just been an avalanche.
You had the quiz wrapped. You should have waited.
Yeah, and that would have taken it to a tiebreak, and it would have had to come of one off the cuff. So Brett wins again.
Bummer.
Quickly, we will get to greatest sportsman. Greatest sportsman of all time. I had a listing the other week in front of me. We can do an eliminator if you like, but we can just go straight to... Okay, I'll just throw out Michael Jordan. Is there a top? Can you top it?
Tiger Woods, the best of their field. I think Tiger would be. Oh, actually, it's hard.
I think I would agree with that. I think I jumped to Jordan because that's common. Like that, I think, or Novak Djokovic.
No. What about Tom Brady? Does he come into that?
That's a hard one because it's not
to
a world.
To go to the Bucks and then to win again there, I reckon what would make it an undisputed Michael Jordan is if Michael Jordan did it at another club.
Yeah.
Or when he did it at baseball.
Yeah.
Well, if he had done that, that would have been.
Yeah.
Even like, I don't know, who was like, even some of the great boxers, like they were like the top of their, like Floyd Mayweather, I know he's tarnished his reputation a little bit now, but he was like 15-0.
Yeah. Well, he's still undefeated, isn't he?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. But, like, fighting YouTubers, you know, probably doesn't hold the mantle as high as what it was.
doesn't cut the mustard as much, does it?
Does Tyson Fury come into a top...
If he,
he's pushing
a top,
in.
A top 10 greatest sports people of all time?
Yeah, he's pushing.
I think what he did, like, in terms of coming back, he went into a dark place, and, you know, to then come back and be back on top of the world. And, you know, Deontay Wilder's not... the best boxer, but he's a good fighter. Like, he's tough.
I reckon,
still with Tiger Woods of what you've said so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Brady, I think Brady's out there as well, though, purely on longevity, because I think the average career span of an NFL player is like 2 years, and he's gone for over 20.
And at multiple clubs.
49ers picked up a top 10 draft pick that then retired after his first year because he had too many concussions. And it's like, how hasn't... Because Brady's been hit that many times. He reckons he's going to play till he's 50.
Gee. Oh, that's freaky. Michael Phelps is one we haven't mentioned, as in most successful Olympian of all time. So
yeah, no, he's
has to. Muhammad Ali.
I still think it's pretty hard to go past Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan.
But for Tiger, me, Woods.
Tiger was literally the king of his sport for over a decade.
And he won golf majors at consistencies that no one's ever won them. So I know Nicklaus and Jack Nicklaus, I think, might still have more, but. In a period of time that Tiger won,
he just was as good as he was. Yeah,
which you don't really see that in golf. These are even the good ones. Like they have down, like that Spieth. You know, he took the world by storm in a year, but he didn't do it over. Like Tiger did it over.
Yeah, he changed the line.
What did you say actually, Tiger. On that? some bloke. I can't remember his name. He just took the record for the oldest winner of a PGA tournament at 64.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Gee.
So if Tiger didn't have his accident, and like he was on the comeback a little bit, like, you know, he could have potentially had another 2 decades.
You bring like you sort of go to a cricket mentality. I think best cricketer up there with one of the best cricketers outside of we're always biased towards the Don, but Jux Cullis, him and Elise Perry are very similar in that they just have dominated as in both batting averages and bowling averages. Yeah. Whilst they were all-rounders.
Oh, I think Callis is undisputably the best all-rounder of all time in the men's game.
But he's got better batting averages than some of the
Don. The Don for me is a clear outlier. But next best, I do like Jax.
Jax.
Anyway,
Ryan Lara was pretty good.
Oh, yes.
And so was Marcus North.
In a bad team. Oh, don't forget Marcus. What makes you think of Marcus North, honestly?
Rob Quiney. Getting caught down at square leg. Fine leg twice in 2 games.
On that note, we will wrap it up. Stick around. The Dutch program is coming up, so definitely stick around for that. We'll probably be here next week.
Just before we go to actually a very vivid listener, his birthday today, so I'd like to give a happy birthday to Declan Barlow.
Thanks.
Barls.
Happy birthday, Dec. Millhouse. Anyway, we'll stick around for the Dutch program. Coming up now, just finished off, we've got Powderfinger with Love Your Way.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.